Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
This program is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries, Post Office Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G1W0. I'm your host today, Brian Wilkie of St. Andrew's Christian Church in Rockland. As always, I want to start by thanking you, our listeners. We are very grateful for your encouragement and support. Please remember that you can always visit our website for materials to encourage and support you in your Christian walk. If you miss an episode of the show, you can go to our website and download the podcast or MP3 of our broadcast. And would you mark November 7th on your calendar? On that evening, our friend Don Hutchinson will be addressing the importance of our faith in politics at St. Timothy's Anglican Church. This event is a chance to raise funds for Good News Christian Ministries and for us to meet some of our listeners face to face. Details can be found on our website. Now, the topic I would like to consider today is sharing encouragement. God gives us much encouragement through Jesus Christ. And he encourages us to share that encouragement with others. And this is precisely what Paul writes about in the book of Philippians at chapter 1, verse 27 to chapter 2, verse 4. Here he writes, "Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Then, whether I come and see you, or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, contending as one man for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. This is a sign to them that they will be destroyed, but that you will be saved, and that by God. For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for him, since you are going through the same struggle you saw that I had, and now hear that I still have. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others." Paul writes these words to the Philippian church at a time when he himself is undergoing suffering and in which he has been experiencing the comfort and encouragement of Christ through the Holy Spirit and through the fellowship of believers, although he's a little distant from that fellowship, being in chains. And yet he encourages the Philippians to do like he's doing, to share encouragement with others, even in the midst of their own suffering. And so this is an important theme for Paul, a very practical one for him, and important enough that he considers it worthy of communicating to the Philippians as he himself faces trial. Well, let's take a look at how this can be important in our lives and how this can be applied in our lives as we consider together the way that God reaches to us with his encouragement and how he calls us to encourage others. We'll get a look at this in a few moments, but first I'd like you to hear a testimony from the Rend Collective Experiment, a song called "Christ Has Set Me Free" from their album Homemade Worship. Would you listen to it with me?
You open horizons in my life of limitless and cloudless hope. You defend fight the gravity in me and give wings to my flightlessness. Oh, Christ has set me free from negativity, from impossibility. Oh, Christ has set me free. All hope has been released. Oh, Christ has set me free. How to shine all the colors of eternity. You've given my soul the space to breathe and discover what it is to simply be. Oh, Christ has set me free from negativity, from impossibility.
As we heard that testimony from the writer of that song, Christ Has Set Me Free, we heard a message about the difference that God has made in his life. And he's sharing the encouragement that he had, that he has received from Christ. Before we can share encouragement, before we can carry on with the encouragement and comfort and the tenderness and compassion of God, we have to remember that what we have received from him. Have you received any encouragement from being united with Christ? Have you received any comfort from his love? Have you had any fellowship with his Spirit? Have you experienced tenderness and compassion from God? What a wonderful and exciting venture it is to take some time to think about how you have received these things from God. Paul is speaking of it himself when he speaks of the calling to share in the suffering of Christ, knowing very well that he is going to be saved and be saved by God. You see, some people don't go through any difficulty, and they don't go through any difficulty with regards to the gospel because they're not pursuing God. Jesus said to his disciples, "The world will hate you because it hated me. Because they persecuted me, they will persecute you." So there's a particular kind of suffering that a Christian goes through that the rest of the world doesn't experience. But Paul takes comfort in this, being reminded of the truth of Christ's words. When he goes through suffering for the sake of the gospel, he remembers that Christ also suffered. When he goes through difficulty, he knows that Christ anticipated this and laid up for him a promise of treasure in heaven, of eternal life, of grace and peace. And so when he sees himself going through difficulties that other people don't, he's reminded that those people are on a path leading to destruction, but he's on a path leading to life. It seems perhaps like an odd way to find comfort, to think that the suffering itself is an indication of the truth of God's word. But by knowing what Jesus has said, by storing the word of God in his heart, he's been able to find comfort. Have you found comfort or encouragement in difficult times when you've been going through problems yourself, financially or health-wise? Have you faced some persecution or some roadblocks in your life because of your faith in Christ? Have you gone through those kinds of things? And while feeling frustration and discouragement, you remember the promises of God? Perhaps it was listening to a radio show like this one some years ago when you were going through a difficult time. Perhaps it was going to your church and hearing a message from your pastor. Perhaps it was opening your heart to a close friend and receiving from them some reminder of God's grace. Perhaps it was even in their silence as they just listened and you became more and more aware that you had a good friend that God had given you to help you through this time. Perhaps your encouragement came in fellowship with the Spirit when you were just in prayer and you felt a warmth or a reassurance as you prayed with God. Have you received encouragement from being united with Christ? Have you sometimes stopped in the midst of trouble and remembered that it's not always going to be this way? That Christ is going to deliver you? If not in this life, in the next? Have you experienced tenderness from God? When you first discovered that God loved you, that He forgave you for your sins, did you experience at that time the tenderness and compassion of our Lord? Did you come to that point where you were ready to put your trust in Him because you knew He loved you? Where you were ready to accept Him as Lord because you saw the good things He had done for you? Because you had received such a blessing from Him? Is that part of your testimony? That God helped you and you were lifted out of the muck and the mire of your life? Isn't it wonderful when we can remember those times? I encourage you in times of prayer, if you're feeling that God hasn't been too close recently, I encourage you to ask God to help you remember. God knows it's difficult to remember. He tells the people of Israel over and over again, remember what I've done for you, what I've done for your ancestors, what I've done in your day and in days gone by. And remember that I'm the God who never changes, that I will be with you in the days to come. God encourages them to remember over and over again, and that must mean God knows that it's difficult sometimes to keep in our mind the things that are of first importance. And of first importance is God's grace towards you. So sometimes when I'm praying, I tell God, I'm not that good at remembering all your goodness. I'm pretty good at complaining, Lord, but I really need your help to remember all the good things you've done. And when I do, I remember the time that I first experienced the love of God in a time of prayer with a youth group back more than 30 years ago, if you can imagine. The time when somebody took the time to sit down and talk with me about the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and I found answers to the questions I had about the meaning of life. And I was able to commit myself to Christ. I remember the times when I've been down and thought I wasn't going to make it through, and God held me and carried me. You probably have times like that in your life too. I also remember the times when prayers have been answered. So often we pray and we don't see what God is doing, but to remember those times, the times when I prayed for someone and they actually got better. The times when someone told me that the message I gave made a difference in their life. The times when I sat down with somebody and was able to give them comfort and knew that God was using me. Oh, remember those things in your life. Remember how God saved you, how He made Himself known to you. Remember the dark valleys He's taken you through and the times when you've survived what you thought you couldn't endure. God has done so much for each of us. If only He would help us to remember, and He will. I hope you'll take some time after I'm done this message to think more about how God has encouraged you. But I want to turn to the idea of God's call to us to encourage others. And before we change that topic, I'd like you to listen to another song with me. This song is from Carolyn Aaron's album, I Can Hear You, and it's her testimony about how all is well with her soul. The song is called All Is Well. Well, I really enjoy Carolyn Aaron's messages, and this older song of hers, All Is Well, is a beautiful testimony, very similar to the hymn that's by the similar name. Are things well with your soul? When God has encouraged you and comforted you, when He's shown tenderness and compassion to you, He has loved you with His everlasting love. And He's also taught you something. He's taught you how the God of the universe gives comfort and encouragement to you and I. He's taught us what tenderness and compassion looks like. He's taught us what fellowship, what close, intimate connection with another person can be like. He's taught us so much in order that we can be like Him. Have the same mind as Christ, have the same love as Christ, being one in spirit and purpose because God has taught us as He has lifted us. What is it that actually encourages you in your walk with God. The funny thing about fellowship with the Spirit is how often the Spirit comforts us without any words. Just knowing that God is near, just the assurance that we are loved, just the remembrance of care and the closeness of His presence. And yet, this is what we're told as we go to minister to others, that very often it's far more important that we listen than that we say anything or try and fix the problem. The Spirit listens to our need. The Spirit intercedes for us in ways that we don't understand. And the Spirit seems to be so rarely willing to speak, instead ready to listen. I think that we find in our times of need that the friend who's able to just sit with us, listening to our need, or sitting with us in silence. When Job in the Old Testament was struck with so many disasters in his life, his friends came and they came to comfort him. And the best part of the friend's time is when they sit with him in silence. They're thinking, they're worrying about their friend, they're sharing his suffering and sorrow, and they just sit in silence. When they start to talk, they start to make mistakes. They start to give Job foolish counsel. They start to give him trite answers and commonplace pat responses to his need. Instead of comforting Job at this point, they're actually making him more troubled. They're ladling guilt upon his sorrow. They are telling him things that are of no importance. They make things worse for a while. Now, one of his friends, the fourth friend, speaks up and does give some wisdom. But when all is said and done, God speaks to Job and says, "You've heard a lot of foolishness today. And you've said a few foolish things as well." And Job receives from God some comfort. Not an answer to his questions, but just the encouragement of knowing that there is a God who is sovereign over all the earth, over all his needs, and who is with him even in the midst of this disaster. Sometimes I listen to that story of Job and I think about the times I've tried to fix people's problems instead of just listen to them. God does sometimes help me fix problems, but sometimes he just lets me know he loves me. God has shown encouragement to us when he reminds us to endure, just showing us Christ's endurance, then we know that we can make it. God doesn't call us to impossible things, but he calls us to things that are very possible in his hands. You've learned a lot from God about being encouraging, about giving comfort, and showing tenderness and compassion. You've learned a lot from God about being a friend, for you have such a friend in God. And Paul calls us all to make his joy complete by being like the Lord who has given us all these things. So let's go out, not just seeking comfort for ourselves, but learning from the comfort we've received to bless others. Well, today I'd like to pray with you that we would have wisdom in this area. So would you bow your head with me? Almighty God, once again, we thank you that you have given us comfort and encouragement through Jesus Christ. We thank you that he is worthy of all trust, all honor, and all praise. Lord, we thank you that he's shown us how to be compassionate, and we pray, Almighty God, that you would move us by your Spirit to live out the compassion and love of Christ, so that our friends who know Christ and those who don't will come to see that there is great encouragement and comfort available through you and through your people. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, I want to thank you, our listeners, for your encouragement and support. We do thank you because you keep us on the air week by week. We want to encourage you to support our ministry financially. Your gift can help us continue to meet that one vital expense of our ministry, which is the cost of broadcasting. And that enables us to reach you today and over 7,000 listeners in the Ottawa River Valley. If you can, please make a check payable to Good News Christian Ministries and send it to Post Office Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G1W0. We will be happy to send you receipt at income tax time. And once again, please let me remind you to mark November 7th on your calendar. Check with our website for the details of our evening with Don Hutchinson as he addresses the importance of faith in the political realm as we meet at St. Timothy's Anglican Church in Ottawa. Please join us for this chance to raise funds for Good News Christian Ministries and for us to meet you, our listeners, face to face. Be sure to worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. Now, to conclude our program, I'd like to have you listen to the song by Delirious, King of Love, from their collection Deeper. I do pray that the Lord will hold your heart and you would know Jesus personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deep within your heart, and may the Heavenly Father surround you with His constant and abiding and accompanying love.
King of love, you've called my name. You gave me life, although the shame had covered me. You took my hand, and here I stand. I'm saved by grace. Father God, you heard the prayer from deep within. My spirit cried, if there's a God, come rescue me. Now here I stand, I'm saved by grace. I will thank you for saving my soul. For you've shown me the truth in your word. I will take up my cross and follow you. Now I live for the glory of God. Now we turn to walk away from selfishness, the pride and hate. And when we pass through stony ground, we'll gladly walk upon our knees. So we cry out, come change us, Lord, into a church that loves your word. We will return to knowing you. With joy we walk beneath the cross. We will thank you for saving our souls. For you've shown us the truth in your word. We will take up the cross and follow you. Now we live for the glory of God. Now we live for the glory of God. Now we live for the glory of God.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580.